We're beginning Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Perek Yud Aleph, Se'if Tezayin, and various preparations for Shabbos and for food. And over here we're going to discuss Trumas and Mises. To sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on Sponsor a Shiur, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. So we begin Se'if Tezayin on page Kuf Lamed Ches. Today, this year, we will discuss the halachas of separating trumas and maisus and challah on Shabbos. So, Se'if Tezayin begins, Ein lahafrish trumas and maisus bein b'Shabbos bein b'yomtiv. One generally, we'll see exceptions soon, one should not separate trumas and maisus on Shabbos or yomtiv. V'chein ein lachalil v'liftois peiris shem net revayu maisus sheni. So too, you don't take net revayu maisus sheni and be mechalel it, make it chulin, and redeem it, and redeem the coins. Any of that stuff should not be done on Shabbos Yom Tov. Again, ein lahafrish behem challah, so too we don't separate challah. Al isa shenilushuv nekniseyem, for a dough that was already needed before Shabbos or Yom Tov. And we'll see what happens with those that are needed on Yom Tov as we go further. Gam mishum shezeh doyme lemisha makdish peiris. One reason is because it's similar to someone who makes holy is makdish his peiris. The gamishum isim misakein, and because there's an isser we know on Shabbos of fixing things, so you're being misakein these foods from being unedible to edible on Shabbos. Ulam, but halosh isa biyamtiv. Someone who needs a dough on Yom Tov, I feel losh off of erev Yom Tov. He needs a bakes a dough from erev Yom Tov. Shtei isas ketanis, too small breads. Shekol achas mehen ein behem shir l'schayev b'chal. Neither of them have the shir to be chayev chal. But on Yom Tov, or ubi Yom Tov hiniach es kol divrei hamayfa b'sal echad. On Yom Tov he could take various loaves of bread that chal wasn't taken from. Shiniach ha'isam b'mapo, either put them all in one basket or put them like on a tray or on a table and put one large cloth over them, v'kisa isam, and cover them. Now they'll be chayiv and chala. Ki oz mutl hafish chala b'yamtiv. In such a case, one could be mafish chala on yamtiv. Right? We said before, anything that was mechuyiv to be mafish chala before yamtiv, you shouldn't be mafish on yamtiv. But in this case, where you have various rolls that were baked in an oifen that they're not chayiv chala, but then they're put into one basket or they're put into under one cloth on yamtiv, now they're chayiv and chala. Then you can be mafish on yamtiv. But today, what do we do with the challah? We don't give it to the kohen, we burn it. That burning should not be done on Yom Tov, because that burning, that fire, is not a tzayrich Yom Tov. He points out that challah shefrish should be Yom Tov, the star, the small print, right underneath the paragraph on page bottom on page Kuf Lamed Tes. Challah that was separated on Yom Tov, mutl tatl b'yod b'yod, you rip it off the dough, so you can move it as long as it's in your hand. To put it away, put it somewhere, you know, that's not visible to the public. It doesn't get taken by mistake. But once you put it down one time, now it's muktzah. There's no use for this challah piece on Yom Tov. So it becomes muktzah. Says it's mutter to separate matnas kahuna from an animal. We know that's chavdal matnas kahuna. Even if the animal was slaughtered before Yom Tov. Why? Because even before you mafish the parts that go to the kohen, the rest of the meat is permitted to eat. Whereas, let's say by fruits and vegetables, until you take trumas and maisers, that fruits and vegetables is tevel. So by taking trumas and maisers, you're being misakein, you're fixing up the food that you want to eat. You're taking food that you want to eat, that's also to eat, and you're doing something that makes it mutter. However, by manis kahuna and an animal, the meat, so that the rest of the animal is permitted to be eaten. The ain eifer by afroshes umishum misakein. Right? But when you're being mafresh, you're not. V'oid mishum shematonis eil mufreshes v'oimnes hoi bebehema me'azim mutamit. Right? The parts that have to be separated to the Kohen always belong to be going to the Kohen. You just have to do it, but you're not be'etzim making a Naya Chalois. Whereas in Trumas and Maisers, you don't know, meaning the Torah tells us which parts of the animals imuchiv to give to the Kohen, right? The jaws, let's just say. So the jaws always belong to the Kohen. It's not that when you mafresh it, you're somehow taking something that wasn't going to the Kohen and making go to the Kohen. Whereas when you have 100 apples, right? Until you mafresh which apples are going to the Kohen, none of those apples are necessarily to the Kohen. No individual apple is necessary to the Kohen. So by you being mafresh it, you're taking this, you're making this, that this should go to the Kohen, the rest goes to Yisrael, and so you're being misakin that apple, and you're being misakin the rest of the basket of apples. So Melo, Trumas Maisers, you can't do on Yom Tov. But on the other hand, this you could do. So if you'd say, HaMaisa Peirosov B'Isser B'Shabbos Ebi Yom Tov, someone who did do Afroshas Trumas and Maisers Shabbos Ebi Yom Tov, or HaMafish Chal B'Isser, or Chal that could have been taken before Shabbos Ebi Yom Tov and therefore shouldn't have been taken on Shabbos Ebi Yom Tov. But HaMaisa, you did. Right? In B'Shaygig, Yerichel B'Yom. If you did it B'Shaygig, eat the food on Shabbos. Then b'meizid, but if you did it b'meizid, then lo yechal ad matzah yayim, then you should wait till matzah Shabbos or matzah Yom Tov to eat it. Now, if it's Yom Tov and you have nothing else to eat, he brings in the bottom sifkot and ayin gimel. Some Zalman said it could be on Yom Tov, you could be mekel. But l'maisa the meaning lahachmi. So if you'd ches, eina yochel lahafrish trumos u'maisa is the middle of page kuf mem. This is the new print. You have the old print in front of you. I don't know what page it is. So if you address, any yachil laharfish chumis and meisus a chal be'er Shabbos a be'er Yom Tov. One who is unable to be mafresh chumis and meisus a chal on erev Shabbos erev Yom Tov, a shechoshish l'kil kalapri, well, be'etzim, he had the time, but he was scared that if he cuts off part of the apple, the rest of the apple is going to start rotting. It's going to start oxidizing. Im'yachti menel shem afroshim ba'id yom. Scared if he starts cutting it, it's going to get ruined. What happens? You baked challahs on Friday or Erev Yom Tov. You forgot to take off challah from the dough. Now you remember, it comes out of the oven, you want to take out off from the challah. But if you rip off a piece of the challah, you're not going to have what? You're not going to have shleimos. You want them for lechem mishnah. For lechem mishnah, you need shleimos. So what should you do? So yochel adam lehisnois al afroshes trumus meiser chal be'er shavuz be'er Yom Tov. He notices that on Erev Shavuz Erev Yom Tov, he can make it tonight. K'day shehi reshai lafrishim b'shavuz Yom Tov. We're going to see later the exact nusach of a tonight, but someone can make it tonight on Shabbos and on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov to make it permissible to take trumus meiser chal on Yom Tov. Sneis at tonight, yadei shemes nusach afrosh dalam. We'll see you soon. Siv chavtach of beis. What the lashon is? V'yosef shekavanasehi ki yosed liyos mufil shem trumus and meisah chal yochel shmo malein b'shabbos of Yom Tov b'shabbos afrashim. And he's v'yosef that the kavana is that which is osed to be mufrash should become afrashim from now, and he should speak that out on erev Shabbos erev Yom Tov. I'm going to see the exact kanai in 1 minute. See if you test b'shabbos afrashim b'shabbos erev Yom Tov yivarches birches afrashim. When you're doing the afrosh on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you make a bracha, either a birchas afrosh or a birchas apidyon, if it's a netter vay, we said, or maisa sheni. In peris tevel vaday hu mafrish, if he's being mafrish, peris tevel, mamish tevel, v'yachs, and then you only make a bracha when it's mamish tevel, not if someone's ibn maisering, you don't make a bracha. V'yachs of yoymes nuzach afrosh am lakubul v'mchal hu mafrish yemar yizuchal. So if when he does actual chal, he says a typical arizu chal. When he does mafshus shumis and meis, he does the full nusach. Now, varei nusach sevchav tells us what's a nusach. Varei nusach at tenai shei shleimi berav Shabbos and berav Yom Tov al afrosh shumis and meis is like this. Ha'oidif alechad mimeya mikol mash ani osid lafrish. Mochor l'sakim b'ez atevel yetrum gedoel b'tzat sofen kol min almina. That which I'm going to go do tomorrow, what I'm going to rip off the northern part, that should be trum gedoel. I say, I'm going to go to the house and I'm going to go to the house. Kol min al mino yu ma'aser rishon. Then he designates it in the northern part. Ma'aser rishon comes after the truma. Ayzechal, and he gives the whole nusach. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. B'shana shlishis and shishis l'shmita. Says ma'aser sheinu, ma'aser onu b'tzad reimam. Kol min al mino. Sorry, right? The year the 3 and 6 is ma'aser onu. The other year is ma'aser sheinu. Kol min al mino yom peres heim nat revai. Yosef yema ema peres revai. If it's the fourth year, it's nat revai. Says yom chlom. Right? So he gives the whole nusach to say with the Tanai. Sivchav Alav, Are Nusach at Tanai Shesh Lain Berev Shavas Berev Yom Tov Alav Frosh Eschala is Mashani Osad L'Harvish Mochi Yechala. What he says on Erev Shavas Berev Yom Tov Echala is that which I'm going to be Mafrish tomorrow should be Echala on Yom Tov. Sivchav Beis, Are Nusach at Tanai Shesh Lain Berev Shavas Berev Yom Tov Ma Shesh L'Harvish Ben Atrumus Vemaisa Vechala Gam Yachad. Once again, he gives the nusach for the Tanai, Hoidav Alechal Rimeya. You can look inside, he gives entire nusach. Sivchav Gimel, Yachal Adam Lakatzis, Nusach Al Tanai Al Afroshim, Maspik Im Yemim by Jem. Someone, for whatever reason, doesn't remember this whole long Lashin, he doesn't have the Lashin in front of him. He could just say, Kol Mash, and Yosla Fisha Machiel, Chumus Lumais, Chalv Yachal Pinikadin. He could say, whatever I do tomorrow, that which I separate in my mind, that's going to be for Chumus and Mises, it should all be Kedin. Sivchav Dalid, Yesh Mi Shemesh, Kayem, Eitzen, Eisefes, Lata, Afrosh, Trumas, and Maiz, Afrosh, Chalb, Shabbos, Yom Tov. There's another Eitzen to separate Trumas and Maiz, and the Mavish, Chalb, Shabbos, Yom Tov. For who should Yom Tov, and by Yom Tov, Nusach, Afrosh, and Regal. You say the regular Nusach, not a Nusach with a Tanai, a regular Nusach on Erev, Shabbos, Yom Tov. But the Yasna, Beferish, but then you say Beferish, make it Tanai, Shechalois, Atrumas, and Maiz, and Chalb, that the actual occurring of it, should only occur tomorrow when you cut the challah. So you say today the nusach, but you say the regular nusach, and you say the words that you're making it tonight that it's not chal till tomorrow. The chain so too by pinch on Maisa Sheni, Yochel Rak Meshavas Yontov, Achakish Hashem Shemaisa Sheni, you say that should only take effect afterwards. Now he points out the top of page Kuf Mem Dalet. Bismanenu Shachiyav Shaltrumus and Maisa Enel Medrabonim. So today, days and age, with that which we take Trumas and Maisis is only Midrabanan. Yesh Matirin Lafrish Be'er Shabbos Be'er Yontov Vayidei Breira. Some say you can be Mafrish and Erev Shabbos Be'er Yontov with Breira. What does it mean, Breira? Kloy Marsha Yoyim Arabin Ba'idim, he says on Friday, Es Nusach Afrosh HaRogel, he says the regular Nusach. And what does he add? Because he's not actually taking it off now. He says, Sheretzoyna Hu Shechalois HaTrumas VaMaisis VaChala, saying that the actual occurring of the Trumas and Maisis, with opinion, Afki is Bar Rak Meshabbos B'Yomtiv, B'Shas Afrosh Adam, B'Bayil, since you're not going to know exactly which piece of it is going to be until you actually separate in Shabbos B'Yomtiv, Harehem Kehuvril Mafreim Ba'idyayim, Vareim Cholim Ba'idyayim Lufiyah Seyda Kavu Sheish Lafrisham. He says, what Breyer tells us, that it's Huvril Davul Mafreya, that the piece that I take tomorrow should be the piece for Trumas and Maises. Hamafrish Trumas and Maises Chalidei Tanai Zev, someone who does this, or with Breiro, or the Tanai, Imi Peris Vadu Mafrish, if he's being taking it from Peris to the Vadei Tevel, Yivorech Ala Afrosh of Alpinyin Ba'idyayim B'Shas Amir Zanusach, he should make the Bracham Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov when he made the original Nusach. And he shouldn't make the Bracham during the Afrosh on Shabbos Yom Tov. B'shas ha'afrosh b'shabbos yom tov l'tzorech lachz v'loim es nusach ha'afrosh ala rak yachshiv shechalois ha'trum of maizis v'achal t'tiyeh k'fi takonis chazal f'y asey t'gavu. So now when he's taking it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he already made the bracha with the original statement he made yesterday, he doesn't make another bracha today. Just has in mind that he's going to do it the way chazal will misakin. One more se'if. Yochel adem l'hasas es t'naim d'l'el l'havish ha'idei breru. Person has the ability to make the Tanaim we spent till now, or Breira, call Erev Shabbos, call Erev Yom Tov. Every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov. Kadesh Yuchal Lahavrish Trumas Maisis V'Chalam Kol Nimtzu Beisai. So that, let's say, he's worried that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and I told this could happen, you're going to find a bag of apples or something that maybe you didn't nibba Maisai, you didn't Maisai yet. So every Erev Shabbos, if you Choshid, you can make the Tanaim automatically. And Mamnu Muchoshid Sheishkal Lahavrish M'Vayim. In case you're worried that you might have forgot to be mad for something, my dear. The Yeshem Shaf Mitzvah listeners tonight, Bechol Erev Shabbos, Nek Vayner Shabbos. And others say more than that. Not just that you can, that you should. That it's a mitzvah. Part of your Erev, you live especially in Eretz Yisrael, part of your Erev Shabbos preparations should be to make this tonight. And this way, if anything comes up, you could be mafresh without a problem. Stop over here to sponsor a shiur to help keep the shiur coming regularly. We need more sponsors. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com, click on sponsor a shiur, or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you.